Hello, and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf. I hope everybody didn't have too rough of a time with the time change yesterday. Of course, we will get an extra hour of daylight starting now, and we are heading towards spring. I'm of the school that would prefer no time change and probably to stay on standard time. I like a little more daylight in the morning, tend to be an early riser, got a dog to walk, etc. But it is what it is, so we will just sit back, enjoy the later evenings, and wait for spring to arrive in just a couple of weeks from now. Anyway, let's get into some music, because it is, of course, another award season, and that is the 2026 Junos. And last week we began our annual survey of the nominees for this most prestigious of Canadian music prizes. And we heard from the jazz vocal category nominees last week. We also began the category of jazz solo. We didn't quite get through that. We still have two artists to do in the jazz performance solo division. And so we'll finish off with them, and then we'll get on to the best jazz group category. So, our last two nominees in the jazz solo division are Nancy Walker and Anthony D'Alessandro. Nancy is a veteran. She has performed as a accompanist side person for many people, from Kirk McDonald to Emily Claire Barlow. She is a composer of choral music, not simply jazz, and well known as an improviser and a delicate touch on the keyboard, very much influenced by people such as Bill Evans and Herbie Hancock. So she has an album that is up for Juno this year. The album is called Deeper Down. Let's hear Nancy Walker and Edges Rounded. So that was Nancy Walker and Edges Rounded. That comes from her album Deeper Down. This is Nancy's second trip to the Junos. The last one was 20 years ago, where she was nominated for an album called Rainy Days and Mondays. Anybody remember the Carpenters? I sure do. And so good luck to Nancy. She is up against another very senior Canadian pianist, whom we heard from last week, and that's Rini Rosnes, but also against one of the younger generation of emerging Canadian pianists making his first appearance at the Junos, and that is Anthony D'Alessandro. Based in Toronto, he is a pianist and band leader. He's performed at a number of jazz festivals here and abroad, including the Montreal International Jazz Festival, the Théâtre Nescafé de las Artes in Santiago, Chile, and a number of other places. He's also performed with other Juno nominees, such as Katie George, who's up this year once again, as we heard last week in the vocal category. We will hear now from Anthony's nominated album, which is called City Lights. The track here is called Staying the Course. Anthony D'Alessandro. We'll be right back. It was Anthony D'Alessandro and Staying the Course from his Juno-nominated album, City Lights, and that is the last of our five nominees in that category, which is Best Jazz Album Solo. The other three nominees are Aretha Tillotson, the bassist, the composer and instrumentalist Justin Gray, and another pianist, Rini Rosna. So good luck to all five on Juno Night on March the 29th. We're going to move on now to a different category, and that is Jazz Album of the Year Group. Now, you may ask, and I did get asked this a lot last year when we ran this show, what is the difference between Jazz Album of the Year Solo and Jazz Album of the Year Group? Well, it's not that one is multi-instrumental and the other is simply a solo artist playing alone. As you will have heard from the nominees in the last category, there are many instruments being played in, I think, all of them, not simply piano or bass. But the distinction is this. Solo means simply the named artist is billed and is accompanied by a number of sidemen or side women. In the case of Jazz Album of the Year Group, it literally is a group billed as a group. And the nominees in this category include the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quintet, and we heard from them a couple of weeks ago, just to give you a sneak preview from that album, the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, the veteran musicians, the Shuffle Demons, who have been around for a very long time, the Code Quartet, and lastly, Alexis Barrow and the Big Band. So we're going to start this category with that one I just mentioned, Alexis Barrow and the Big Band, and an album called Afro Kendo. From that album, we will select a Latin-themed track called Underground Church. We'll be right back. That was Alexis Barrow and his big band with Underground Cha-Cha from their Juno-nominated album Afro-Cando. That's the first in our category Best Jazz Album group. Alexis Barrow was born in Cuba and he emigrated about 25 years ago to this country and has become a well-known fixture on the jazz scene, particularly Latin and especially Afro-Cuban jazz. So his band consists of 15 others. Just looking at the picture, it's him, 14 guys, and one woman. And that will be their first appearance at the Juno Awards this coming March the 29th. We're going to take our regular halftime break now, and then we will be back with more of the Juno nominees in the Best Jazz Group category. You are listening to Dark Glasses with Daniel Wolf on CFRC, back after some PSAs.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771. Is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queens.
If you're interested in the fantastic minds of your peers, check us out on Instagram at QUQuilt to read our volumes of creative and academic writing.
Stay tuned for more information about our upcoming launch event.
Love, Quilt.
I should unwalk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend?
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf, and today is part two of our annual survey of Juno Award nominees. The Juno's coming up on March the 29th. We're making good progress here. Just before the break, we heard the very first of the nominees in the Best Jazz Album group category, and that was Alexis Barrow y la Big Band. We will move on to another ensemble, this time a smaller one. It is the Code Quartet from Montreal. It consists of several veterans of the Montreal music scene, and in this case, I've actually heard all of them live at one point or another. The group consists of Christine Jensen, the well-known Montreal saxophonist, Adrian Vedati, a bass player, and Lex Frent, trumpeter. Adrian and Lex were here supporting Adrian's spouse, the pianist Kate Wyatt, a couple of times in the last couple of years. And in one of those cases, they were accompanied by Jim Doxas on drums, and Jim, another Montrealer, makes up the fourth member of the Code Quartet. Justin Time has released this particular record. The particular quartet, Code Quartet, was formed in 2017. All of them have lots of appearances, awards, and recordings. This particular one is called Code Red. We will give a listen to a track from that called Diana in the Autumn Wind. Here's the Code Quartet. Thank you. That was Diana in the Autumn Wind from the album Code Red. That's from the Montreal-based Code Quartet. And good luck to them on March the 29th of another ensemble, and this time a quintet. And it is none other than Toronto's jazz funk group, the Shuffle Demons. The group has been around for 40 years. This is actually their 40th anniversary, so great way to celebrate it with a visit to the Junos. Oddly enough, this is, despite 11 albums, only their second nomination for a Juno, and the first was for their very first album back in 1986 called Streetniks, and that had the very memorable track Spadina Bus, and I've played that on this show before. I find it very hard to believe that it's been 40 years since that track came out, but there it is. So let's give a listen to the Shuffle Demons from their album Are You Really Real? And the track will be Scala Rosa. Thank you. Shuffle Demons and Scala Rosa from their album that came out this last year entitled Are You Really Real? So let's go out west for our next nominee, and I'm absolutely thrilled to see an act from my hometown of Winnipeg, Manitoba, up for Juno this year. Winnipeg is a great city for music in general. Obviously, we all know about the great pop acts from The Guess Who, Bachman Turner Overdrive, Chantal Kraviazuk, who have emerged from The Peg. But it's also a great place for folk and roots, Red Moon Road, for example, Sweet Alibi, and above all for jazz, because the University of Manitoba has a fantastic jazz program, one of the top three or four in the country, in this announcer's humble opinion. Yeah, I'm a little biased, but... Now, the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra is a non-profit collective that's been around for just under 30 years. It plays standards, but also commissions music, new music, for it to play. They've released an album this past year called East Meets West Connections. We will give a listen to a track from that called Leave No Stone. Here's the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. Thank you. That was Leave No Stone from the album East Meets West Connections by the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. That is the fourth of our nominees for a 2026 Juno in the Best Jazz Album Group category. Our fifth nominee is going to have to wait for next week because I do like to play these in full, and we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left in today's show. So since we're in Winnipeg for the last group, I will leave you with a great Winnipeg group of which I'm very fond, even though they are not a jazz group, but they're a fabulous folk roots indie group called Red Moon Road. I've played them on the show before. And here they are with a track entitled Breathing Slow.
When I was just a young boy lifting loads fit for men, set to leave the farm behind at the harvest's end, Grandfather caught me staring at the open road as we stood there in the fields that we had sown. Said that road is long and hard with many twists and turns. Big mistakes, boy, you will make. From them you must learn. So always hold your head high, speak your language loud. Now don't look back, make your father proud.
Breathe and slow. On the last of a dying ember, my memory has failed, and I'm trying to remember what I know, that I may pass it on, for death will come to take me before long.
When I was just a young girl hanging clothes out on the line, whistling a melody and taking my sweet time, Grandmother scolded me, she squinted at the sun. Never done. She worried I would not marry, that my heart was too wild. I should be making some man's home and carrying his child. But my dreams were too big to fit inside a wedding gown. So I packed my bags and headed into town.
Breathing slow on the last of a dying ember. My memory has failed and I'm trying. But I know that I may pass it on, for death will come to take.
That was Winnipeg folk indie trio Red Moon Road and Breathing Slow from their album Sorrows and Glories from 2015. Wow, that's been over 10 years since that came out. Hard to believe. You have been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC. We will be back next week with part three of our 2026 Juno nominee survey. We will finish off the best jazz group category and then move on to a couple of other categories, blues and roots, that we like to profile also at this time of year. I'm Daniel Wolf. Have a terrific week. Weather has definitely gotten a little bit warmer, but there's still snow on the ground, so please keep warm and stay safe. Bye for now.
I wear my sunglasses tonight so I can keep track of the visions in my eyes. While she's deceiving me, it cuts my
security. Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.